USA Radio News.
President Trump arrived in Canada today for the G7 summit. One of the big things on the agenda will be dealing with the trade policy and trade practices between us and other countries. Before leaving for Canada, the president addressed our trade with Canada.
I love Canada, but they treat us very unfairly on trade. Very, very unfairly. You see the numbers. Almost 300% on dairy. So they treat us very unfairly.
After the G7 summit, President Trump will head to Singapore and prepare for the upcoming meetings next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Congressman Lee Zeldin reminds us of one thing when President Trump is at the negotiating table.
And he also knows that it's in the best interest of the United States, North Korea, South Korea, Japan, China, the world, if this can be successful. And I think the president would love to get there, but he'll be willing to walk if North Korea tries rolling him the way Iran tried rolling Barack Obama.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Today, just outside the White House before leaving for the G7 summit, President Trump was asked once again about pardoning himself and if he would be doing so.
No, I'm not above the law. I never want anybody to be above the law. But the pardons are a very positive thing for a president. I think you see the way I'm using them. And yes, I do have an absolute right to pardon myself, but I'll never have to do it because I didn't do anything wrong. And everybody knows it. There's been no collusion. There's been no obstruction. It's all a made-up fantasy. It's a witch hunt. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing. Now, the Democrats have had massive collusion, massive obstruction, and they should be investigated. We'll see what's happened.
If you're interested in buying a home, well, that home may not stay on the market very long. Now, according to a new report out, the number of days a U.S. home is on the market is 64 days. Now, that's the lowest it's been since 2010. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Today we learned that Parts Unknown host Anthony Bourdain committed suicide in France while shooting his show. We also learned earlier this week that fashion designer Kate Spade committed suicide as well. Dr. Jennifer Hartstein joined ABC News earlier today.
Suicide affects everybody across the board, and we know that men historically have 3 times as many completed suicides as women. Women attempt more, but men tend to complete more. Most of the time that's because of the lethality of their means.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that 45,000 people died by suicide in 2016, which is a lot. It's like 1 every 10 minutes or something. So in the United States, it's the 10th leading cause of death, more than homicide, more than other things. It is a crisis. It's something I'm so glad we're being able to talk about it in light of these tragedies, because we need to address the stigma and really open this conversation so people don't feel the shame about it and can ask for help.
Hartstein also has a few warning signs you should be looking for.
Just in depression and sadness, change in behavior. Maybe there is some giving away of personal belongings, saying goodbye, or just flat out talk about death. Take all of that seriously and don't be afraid to ask if they're thinking about suicide. You're not giving them the idea if it's already there.
And if you or someone you know need help, please call the Suicide Prevention Line, that number, 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. And finally, back on this date, in 1984, the movie Ghostbusters was released. Check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.